Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it's Dom sitting in for Rich. And in a minute, I just want to go back and forth and trigger your memory. I heard a great conversation between Dawn and Rich. I came in the middle of it, driving to that undisclosed broadcast location at the shore when I was down there. The day or around the time that we sadly had another child die in a hot car.
What is in your head? What are you thinking?
Okay. In a hot car in the Patco station with thousands of people around, and people eventually saw it, but it was too late. So this guy, Frank Pallone, who is just an all-time grandstander, Democrat, Central North Jersey, yesterday gets a parade of people together, and we'll play you some of the sound of it in a minute, and comes up with reviving the idea on the back of this death. Why the heck don't we have an alert system in cars? Here's the Middlesex County Sheriff Mildred Scott, one of the speakers. She said, if we leave our keys in the car, we get an alert. If we don't put our seatbelt on, we get an alert. If the doors are open or ajar, we get an alert. So why would we not have an alert in our vehicles to save a life? Okay, now, this is the type of thing that I'd love to hear from you on at 855-839-1210. And I think the answer is this drives up the cost of a car. Again, we get into the debate. You're going to hear, well, if it saves one life, is any expense worth it or not worth it? It's an emotional debate. I'm not saying that all people that do this are irresponsible, you know, that it's completely out of bounds. But again, this case, and I'm still waiting to hear, and Dawn will have it in the news, I'm sure, when there's an update. You had an estranged father from the mother, the story over in Patco. You had the mother's family apparently watching the baby. And that's all that we know of how the child ends up there. People break the window, but it's too late. Here's how it was positioned yesterday with this Frank Pallone. And are they making a case? It tugs at your heartstrings, but again, it's not the same thing, is it? Do we have too many alerts to start? For example, if you get an alert, your tire pressure is low. Well, that's something you wouldn't know necessarily otherwise, right? But if you get an alert on this, isn't this something you ought to be paying attention to? Something that you should know? Well, apparently in New Jersey, not. Here's how it was positioned yesterday.
Bottom line is that these deaths, these children's deaths, are preventable because we have existing technologies that can end these senseless tragedies.
More than 900 kids have died across the country since 1990 because they were left behind in a hot car. That number includes 36 children this year alone. Two of those deaths were in New Jersey, according to the organization Kids in Cars.
It's especially egregious when we know that we have the technology available right now.
That's why Congressman Frank Pallone is putting the spotlight on the Hot Cars Act, which would require all car companies to install technology to alert drivers of passengers in the back seat.
And then alerts the driver to check the rear seat after a car is turned off.
At this press conference, Hyundai demonstrated the ultrasonic sensors it developed to prevent heat stroke deaths.
Not only does it give you a notification on the dashboard reminding you to check the rear seats, if you walk away and lock the vehicle and you've left, say, a child, a pet, the vehicle will detect movement, set off the alarm.
Okay, let me stop it right there, Dan. Now, here's the point. Okay, it was Honda, right?
Hyundai.
Market it then. Hey, this is a big benefit to your vehicle. If you want to buy a Hyundai because you're concerned about this, you buy the vehicle, the technology is there, is fine. How about people that don't have kids? How about people that don't want this? Are they cold-hearted that they're not going to go along with this? And you know that a guy like Pallone will be suggesting 2 years from now, 5 years from now, some other technology to do something else and mandate it. Isn't that what the issue is? If you want this technology, want to have it placed in your car, then fine, buy a Hyundai. Have them market it. We're giving you an advantage. We're keeping your kids safe so that you don't have to be thinking about these things. It's a fail-safe. That's the other point on this. Will it be a fail-safe? Do people then start to say, well, no alarm went off. You know, there's an error. That can happen, right?
Yes.
With technology.
Aren't they opening themselves up to get sued at this point?
Right. But if it's mandated, then you take away all that, then your lawsuit type of thing, I think, goes down or goes away. They'll put some disclaimer in. This is not to say you shouldn't check. So doesn't this come back to, again, and any death is regrettable, but hearing that news reporter breathlessly tell us those numbers are, you know, technically not overwhelming at all. And what happened in those cases? Why did this happen? All right, so Dawn, you and Rich, though, were talking about going into the store, I think, right, and that kind of thing. Should you call the police?
Yeah, well, there was an author, who New York Times, a woman who wrote a book because she left her four-year-old in the back of a car to go to Target, which is never a few minutes. You run into Target.
True.
You know, that's, come on.
Was her name Lenore or something?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's that's the free-range parent woman who goes way too far. Okay.
So I just said, no, you don't leave your kid. And then she writes a book basically to not hold herself accountable. So that was part of that. It's like, don't leave your kid in the Target parking lot ever. But it's, you know, there was just a canine case of a canine dying in California, and it appears that, you know, those canine units, they have the car is running to control the air conditioning. It failed, and tragically, this beautiful dog, you know, died. But so I don't think you can rely on the technology. And another thing, to your point, a lot of times this happens with another family member caring for a child. So to your point, they should actually, maybe if they're going to do this to help, put it on the car seat, the baby seat. So because you would take, you'd say, oh, well, here, if you're, you know, grandpa or who, auntie, if you're taking the child, you need their car seat. But to have the technology in a car, a lot of people, you know, you'd have to have a brand new car, you'd have a certain car, and what are the odds that somebody's going to have that car when they're caring for somebody else's child?
That's right. That's a great point. A lot of this is when the kid is being handed off for care to somebody else.
Yes, and it's not their habit.
Right, not their habit. That seems to be where the issue is. Well, Pallone would say, you know what's next? In all cars, you're going to have to retrofit. All cars should have to have this in order to prevent it. In other words, they don't want to get at the heart of the problem, that you have to be responsible in this. That's what it comes down to. And whoever you hand your child off to, I think you have to feel they are almost as responsible as you are in protecting them. If they're not, like this one, my sense, Dawn, and just reading it from afar in the Patco one, the estranged father is right. It seems to be, you know, the chain of command there of who was watching this kid was deficient. We know that. Because they left the kid to die in this car.
For 8 hours. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, that's what gets people angry. They're saying, why would you impose this on me? And that's the mindset. And Hyundai ought to shut up. If they want to market this, if they have the technology, it's there and all the stuff, why don't they market it? If you want to be really safe or have another layer of protection, buy our car. Why not use the competitive system to encourage people who want to do this to do it? I'd be completely on board with that. Maybe that's a benefit to that car if you're a parent and you're concerned about this. But to your point, I'm driving, I'm thinking, all right, what would I say to Dawn in this? I agreed more with you with the Target thing. If it's the Wawa where you pull up and you have visibility of the car and you crack the window, are you opposed to that?
No, because if Pennsylvania, I don't know Jersey law, but Pennsylvania law, they give you so many feet.
Right.
So if you park right in front of the Wawa and you're within whatever it is, 25 feet, or there's an actual law, you can see, you have a visual of your vehicle and the child in the car seat, and you've left the car running. You're literally running in for a coffee. That is legal because you have sight. You have a line of sight.
Right. It's a line of sight. Mm-hmm. It's a time. A Wawa, obviously, is going to be relatively brief. A Target thing, you don't have any sight. You don't know what's going on there. No, I don't think you ought to do that. I think that's that. No matter how much you tell yourself, it's just going to run in. You got to have visual. You got to be able to look and see and do that. If you can't, then you have to take the child out and they have to go in with you. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
But I think the thing here, the key thing is there's a pattern that's broken when there's somebody else that's taking that child in. So would having this device break that pattern? Most cars are not new cars. How many cars on the road are new cars today that would have this? All right, 855-839-1210. But, you know, people get revved up. They get emotional. You see these activist groups. And this sheriff, to me, is just saying nonsense. Come on, sheriff. If you leave in your keys in a car, you get an alert. If the doors are ajar, you get an alert. Is that the same thing as getting an alert on this? I don't think it is at all. The alert is you're a parent. Once you're a parent, you have to have that sense, particularly with young kids like this, and particularly during this period of the year, that you have to be ever present on this. There's no device that's going to do that. I kind of like Dawn's Target law, too, versus the Wawa law.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. It's common sense.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
No.
Think about the Target. You could park, you run in, you can't park close, and then you're self-checking out, and then the thing won't work. Come on. You're in there a minimum 12 minutes, and that even that seems quick to me for Target.
I would agree. So there's the differentiation. You don't want to be crazy as burdening parents, but I agree. You can't go into Target. That would be a good—that's common sense. PSAs about that. Wouldn't that be a good PSA? Differentiating these things versus let's mandate another device. All right, 855-839-1210. And if Hyundai has a device, market it and say, buy our product. We want America's kids to be safe. This is what you'll get with us. And if you want that, you're going to pay who knows how much more. But maybe that'll give you a false sense, I think. I wouldn't trust that.
Yeah, I think you'd have to word it as safer, an aid that helps parents. But
exactly.
Ultimately, you as the parent, you as the caregiver,
you're the fail-safe.
Yep.
Exactly. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. We'll take some of your calls on this coming up. Do you think it's fair to say, yep, it's time. We can't have kids in this situation. The only way to prevent it, another device. All right, let me go to Lou in South Philly. Lou, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Lou.
How you doing?
Good.
Tom. Listen. Why should you leave your child in the car at all? I mean, you know, that shouldn't be, there should be no thought pattern. You should train yourself to always take your child wherever you go. I always did. I never left my child whether I was going in the store for 1 minute.
Wait a minute. I got to say, yeah, that's certainly fail safe. But if you're running into a Wawa, to my point in Dawn's, I think that's acceptable.
I don't see it. I always train myself to know that I have my children with me, and even if I'm going in the store for a minute. So now you're opening yourself to a thing where you say, well, is it okay because I'll be in for 5 minutes or 10 minutes? Just take them. It's your child. For God's sake, you open the door and take the child with you. It's no big deal. I did it.
Well, no, wait a minute. That's not, wait a minute.
40 years old.
Wait a minute. That's not true. It's not a big deal because you're taking a child out of a car seat. They may be sleeping, Lou. You can't just say something's not a big deal. People are not irresponsible if they go into a Wawa and do that. But before you answer, Dawn, do you concur with that?
You know, I love that he's saying that. I do notice at the one Wawa I go to, I see dads bring in the car seat.
Okay.
And I think, and I find that interesting, that I love to hear that. What a great dad. I just think that it's a strength issue, too. I think if it's a petite mom and that car seat is super heavy.
Right.
But the law is, if you're running in quickly and you have a clear line of sight, if you can get that parking mm-hmm. spot right in front, that the law says that is okay. But I do agree with the thinking process of creating good habits and safe habits.
What about carjackings? I mean,
yeah, that's true too.
There's been ratchet carjackings, people leaving their car, you know, their child in the car for just a couple of minutes to run in the store, and people
Well, you can, even with the lock that you have to take the key out of the fob, you know, thing in your car. You can lock the car and leave it running.
Yes.
But it can be locked. But it is a lot of work. I mean, I agree, preferably bring the baby in. But if you're going in for a second, the law is if you have that line of sight and you're about 22 feet away,
right,
you're allowed.
I think, Lou, what we're afraid of is we don't want people to be the busybody nanny nation reporting a woman with a sleeping baby because she goes into a Wawa to get a quart of milk, do we?
No, but I guess it's up to the person. I was always the type of person where I never left my children. Even as far as leaving my child with somebody, if me and my wife had went out,
right,
my parents always watched my child. I would never felt comfortable with anybody really watching my children, but that's me.
No, I understand, Lou. It is preferable. It's more fail-safe than this, but, you know, I just think we're wary of over-reporting on this, how far that goes. You know, I mean, if you saw someone going into a Wawa, you're going to report? No. Let's go to Steve in Devon on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome in.
Hey, good morning. I enjoy your show. I have to agree with the last caller. I think you're 100% wrong on this. In the Marine Corps, you went nowhere without your rifle. You're going to leave your kid in the car because you're that lazy? You can't to go.
Wait a minute. You're that lazy? I would ask people to call in. So you're calling these moms, to Dawn's point, and you're calling parents. You see how pejorative this gets, Steve?
I love these dads. These are great. These are awesome dads.
Well, not necessarily. I'll handle this one, Steve. I think I was a great dad, too, and am today, and you're always your kid's dad. That's fair. But, Steve, I mean, you know, you're going too far with this.
I disagree. I mean, we can agree to disagree, but you do not leave something as valuable as your child in the car.
All right, so your child is sleeping. You have to get a quart of milk. What do?
You take them with you.
All right, so you're waking up the child is what you're saying here and taking all the baby seat apparatus and that whole thing out of there.
You unsnap two buckles. You're done. I don't understand it.
All right, Dawn, maybe you can explain the mother's thing here.
You're acting like you're changing a tire in the parking lot.
No, it is not an easy
thing. It comes right out.
No, this is no, Steve, you're the one that's gone too far with this stuff. I'm taking more of the Zioli position on this one. Going into a Target out of bounds. A Wawa with clear line of sight, not out of bounds.
Look, we can agree to disagree.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a gang of people out there that 100% disagree.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Steve, very much. Dawn, do you have a final ruling on this?
Yeah, the law is 25 feet, but I do agree, make great habits. And if you do, you know, even in sports, if you always do a certain thing a certain way, a great habit, it helps, you know, really helps prevent anything like that. So it depends on the person.
Sorry to interrupt, Dawn, but we're getting a little edge here. Maybe it's due to me. I'm not going to sit here and let people be equated. There's something wrong with them. This is something where it is not that easy just to be saying for some moms and others to cart their kid into the Wawa. It's not.
Yeah, the law, I looked it up, is 25 feet and line of sight.
Right.
But, and the car has to be running and locked. But I will say, it brings up the thought to me, discuss this when you're becoming a parent, have the discussion. Because you hear these dads, and what if the mom says, oh, I was at the Wawa, you know, it could cause an argument.
Dawn, here's a case in point, right? I'm doing, and you've seen me do my run walk, sort of power walk, and then running on Germantown Avenue. I have a route there, right?
Yes.
And I see this kid going by me on a bicycle. He's got a helmet on and all. He's on the sidewalk. I think he may have even had training wheels. He didn't have training wheels. He could have been all of 8 or 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I was running. It was about 3:30 or so. I'm a little bit skeptical on that side. There's no parent. I looked around. There's no parent with him. They're letting him go out by himself and that. That type of thing I am skeptical about.
Yeah.
How about you?
I am, and usually with something like that, if I'm out with the kids or walking the buddy the dog, I'll watch the child as you did. I'll watch him and say, you know, looking for a parent or that sort of thing. But, you know, it's you know, Germantown Avenue in Philadelphia, there are little kids, but it does make me a little nervous.
So I'm trying to say that I'm not some crazy here that is not hyper protective.
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking we got a nation to, here's the bottom line, and it's good for you to cite the law. You have people then that are either going to maybe say something to the parent or even call the police on this. That's what we're getting to.
Yes.
That's what we're afraid of. If you want to spend the time watching the kid to make sure they're safe, that's a good job. But if you're trying to shame these parents or something, I don't see that.
Yeah, I am torn about it. I'm trying to, maybe when my boys were little, I have to admit, maybe one time I ran into that Wawa in Flower Town where you can park right in front. I didn't do it as a practice just because I'm paranoid to the two dads who, you know, point who called. But I am aware of the law. So if I saw somebody do that, I might even now, if I had time, stand there and just watch.
Okay.
And not say a word.
Right.
But I wouldn't say a word. I would not call the police.
Okay. And it's easy to call up and say, I get a little bit, you know, in this holier than thou stuff here.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit wary of that. I think that's where Zioli was going, but not with Target.
But if I saw a child in another parking lot.
Right.
With no parent around, I would definitely call 911.
All right.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.